ज्ञात्वा कृतं कर्म
एवं ज्ञात्वा कृतं कर्म
पूर्वारपि मुमुक्षुभिः गुरुकर्मैव तस्मात् त्वम् पूर्वतरं कृतम् एवं ज्ञात्वा कृतं कर्म पूर्वारपि
मुमुक्षुभिः
गुरुकर्मैव तस्मात् त्वम् पूर्वतरं कृतम् एवं ज्ञात्वा कृतं कर्म पूर्वारपि
मुमुक्षुभिः
गुरुकर्मैव तस्मात् त्वम् पूर्वतरं कृतम्
Translation. All the liberated souls in ancient times acted with this understanding and so attained liberation. Therefore, as the ancients, you should perform your duty in this divine consciousness.
Evam gatva kṛtam karma. पूर्वैरपि मुमुक्षुभि गुरु कर्मैव तस्मात्कं पूर्वै पूर्वतरं कृतम् Now, in this verse, four times, the word has been used पूर्वतरं, पूर्वतमं. गुरु कर्मैव तस्मात्तं पूर्वै पूर्वतरं कृतम् पूर्व पूर्वतरं पूर्वतमम् कम्पेरेटिव सुपरलेटिव एंड पॉजिटिव सो दिस इज द प्रोसेस दैट वी हैव टू फॉलो द प्रीवियस आचार्यस That is basic system. In the very beginning of this chapter, Krishna said, Evam parampara praptam imam rajar sayogi. We haven't got to make any research, modern understanding. There is no question of modern understanding. We are all following the old. Ancient understand. Now, in from ordinary platform, the eating, sleeping, waiting, and defending, is that modern? It is not modern. But formerly also are living entities, they are eating, they are sleeping, they are having sex, intercourse, and they are defending. The main business nothing is modernized. you can say modernized, but the principle is the same, old system. Nobody can change. The people are dying also. Janma mittu janabhyadi. That is also the old system. Everyone is taking birth, everyone is dying, everyone is falling diseased, and everyone is dying. Can the modern system stop this? The modern system can say, now, you do not require to eat. You do not require to sleep. Or you do not require to have sex. Or you do not require to deprive. No. The same system. The old wine in a new bottle. Similarly, Janma Mittu Jarabhyadi, 5,000 years, before Krishna said, this is real problem. Janma mittu jarabhyadi dukkha dushana dasha. The same problem is still going on. So, it is useless to say that modern time, modern ways, modern things. There is nothing modern. The old thing is going on. So, if we follow systematically the previous acharyas, previous system, as Krishna is advising, Krishna does not advise modern. 5,000 years ago, he instructed Bhagavad Gita. Still, he was saying, purva, purva-tamai, evam parampara praptam, evam rajasai. This is intelligence. We have to accept the real truth and follow it. It does not mean modern age or previous age, past age. That is not Vedic system. The whole system is going on everything. The sun is also the old. The sun is rising as it was doing in the olden times. The moon is also rising. The years and seasons are changing. Everything is going on. Why we should not accept the system of Vedic knowledge, the oldest of all in the world? There is no history. That is intelligence. So Krishna is advising here. Evam jatya kutam karma purvai vapi mumukshu. What Krishna says? That the karma should be divided according to the quality of the person. There are three qualities. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun of the material world. Gunamai Maya. Daivijisa Gunamai Mama Maya. The Gunamai. Guna means the three qualities. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun. And Guna, another means rope. Just like strong rope, three ropes, you take three ropes and wind it, it becomes very strong. That is also Gunamai. Krishna advice, Chatutvarna Maya system Gunakarma Vibhasa. Gunakarma Vibhasa, Gun quality is there. Now you act according to the quality. Don't be idle. Now, at the modern age, in every country all over the world, there is unemployment. Why unemployment? Because people do not know how to divide the population according to guna and karma. One is qualified as a Shudra and he is engaged in the business of a Kshatriya. There is problem. The people are educated as Shudras, and when they call for recruiting for the army, they are afraid. The problem is very acute in America. Nobody wants to join military department. Why they will join? They have been trained as a Shudra, and why they will be like the business of Kshatriya? That is the problem. Everyone wants to avoid. Actually, the hippie movement is started on account of this. What is it? Draft. Yes. Young men, they want to avoid it. And therefore, they take the part of madmen or lunatic in this way. This is going. To avoid it. So that is the problem. People should be trained up according to quality and worth. There must be an institution to train first-class men. There are first-class men, intellectuals. They should be trained up as Brahmins. That is the system. Second-class men, they should be trained up as Kshatriyas. Third-class men, they should be trained up as Vaishyas. And fourth class man means below third class. They should be engaged as Shudras, Varnas, And below that, Channala, that I have already explained. So, nobody should be left alone. Everyone should be engaged. That is Krishna consciousness. Everyone should be engaged in Krishna consciousness, business. Then there will be no unemployment. First-class men, let them become scholars, philosophers, preachers, instructors, brahminical business, pathan, pathan, jajana, jajana, jana, pratigra. These are the six businesses for the brahmana class. They should be highly educated, pathan, highly learned, and pathan. And they should educate others also. But if he is not educated, how he will educate others? Pathan, pathan, jajana, jajana. He should be worshipper of the Supreme Lord, Jajan, and Jajan. He should instruct others also. Sri Vigrahara Dhanamittanana Singharatana Vandira Marjanadu Juttasya Bhaktansya Nijanjatubi Bandi Gudasri Charanaram. Sri Vigrahara, this is Jajana Jajan. Sri Vigrahara, this is Sri Vigrahara. Krishna's Achyamurti. Krishna has taken advantage as avatar, Achyavatar. Achyavatar means made of stone, wood, metal, jewel, or colouring, painting. There are 8 kinds of Achyavatar. So Krishna has consented to descend before us, to accept our service in a manner which we can do. If Krishna remains in his Virata Rupa, then it will be very difficult to capture him. Krishna remains in Virata Rupa, but he becomes Achyavigraha, a small deity, so that everyone can worship him at home. It does not take much time, does not take much place. To make dress of Krishna, you can utilize little cloth. Krishna is agreeable to accept your service and offering patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi bhakta prajacchati. At any means, you can worship Krishna. And that is the business of Brahmana and Vaishnava. Brahmana, Brahma Janati, one must know what is Krishna. Parabrahma param dhama pavittam param brahma. Brahma Janati the Brahman. One who is aware of Krishna. What is Krishna? He is above Brahman. Brahman qualification is already there. Because a Brahmana means one who knows Krishna, Parabrahma. That is Brahmana. Brahma Janati the Brahmana. Vidupata bhavet vipra brahma janati iti brahm. Jarmana jayate sutra sanskara bhavet vipra. Vidupata bhavet vipra brahma janati iti brahman. This is the process. Jarmana by birth everyone is sutra or chandala. Those who are satisfied that I have taken birth in my Brahmin family, so now my business is over. No. Janmana jayati siddha. The birth by the father and mother, that is siddha. That is not Brahman. Sanskar. If a man is born Brahmin, then why there is necessity of sacred sex ceremony? No. That is the sanskar. Sanskar means the sacred sex is the symbol. It is offered by the acharya. It is certificate that this boy has been trained up as a brahmana. Therefore, the sacred thread is a symbolic presentation. Not that to purchase 1-2 pies was sacred thread and one becomes brahmana. No. Of course, in Kali Yuga, vipratte sutram eva. In Kali Yuga, this will go on. Vipratte, a brahmana, kshatriya, sudra. Mamana Khotriya Vaishya, simply purchase one thread from the market and get it on your body and you become Viprate Sutram Mayavadi. No, that is not actually. It is a qualification and it is certificate. One who has got the sacred thread, that means, just like in our Vedic system, one has got the red mark on the forehead, one woman. It is to be understood that she is married. Similarly, one who has got the sacred thread means that he has approached, qualified Acharya, and the Acharya has recognized him as Brahman. This is sacred thread. Not that purchase one sacred thread and get it and become a Brahman. No. This is very important. And then divide. First of all, educate. Where is that education? Even, of course, this is meant for, at least in India, Indians should be educated as Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Bharat bhumite manushya janma haila jaha. Janma sakshat kari karo paropaka. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Anyone who has taken birth in India, he must take the Vedic culture. The Vedic culture is described here by Krishna, the master of the Veda. Vedanta Krit, Vedanta Kritcha Aham. That supreme Vedanta is. Krishna says in the 15th chapter, the Vedanta Krit, and the Noir, supreme Noir of the Vedanta. Vedanta Bit and Vedanta Krit, and the compiler of the Vedanta. So where from you learn Vedanta? From Krishna. Veda is to Sarpaya Ahameva Veda. This is the formula. So one who knows Krishna, he is Vedanta Bit, because he has learned the Vedanta philosophy. What is that Vedanta philosophy? Veda means knowledge. And anta means the end. The anta means the end. The end of all knowledge. What is that end of all knowledge? Bhavanam janmanamante jnanavan maham prabhajyati. After many, many births, when actually one is wise, Vedanti, maham prabhajyati, he surrenders unto me. Vasuji vasarvamiti samahatmasudu. Such kind of Mahatma is very, very rare. One who knows Vasudeva Sadhumiti. Vasudeva Krishna is the origin of everything. Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya vadante mana bhuja bhava samanti. These are the knowledge. One who knows that Krishna is the origin, cause of all causes, Govindamadi Purisam Tamang Bhajan. Ishara Paramat Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadidadi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. Cause of all causes. When one is fully aware of this, he is Brahmana Vaishnava. Brahmajanati is Brahman. This Brahmajanati means Parabrahma is Krishna. One who knows what is Krishna. Krishna is the origin, with the original cause of all causes, sarva-karana-kam. He is Brahmana. He is Vedanta. He knows everything. And if he acts like that, then what to say? That is his advice to you. Evam gyatta kritam karma pudbhoi rupi mumukshu. Evam gyatta. First of all, it is a business of Brahman to understand. If you cannot understand, then you do the business of Kshatriya. If you cannot do that, then do the business of a Vaishya. And if you cannot do that, then remain as a worker. As his father, as is the Brahmana, as the Kshatriya. So everyone is engaged. And it is the duty of the government to see that nobody is unemployed. Then it will be devil to us all. there will be so much movement, communist movement, this movement, that movement. Because everyone is not employed. They have unemployment. There is worse. That is breeding so many isms and otherwise if anyone is engaged into war, his brain will not yet develop war. He'll work something. So this is Krishna consciousness movement. That everyone should be employed in Krishna consciousness. That I am repeatedly saying to my students that nobody is sit idle. He must be engaged. Either as a Brahmana or as a Kshatriya or as a Vaishya or at last as a Shudra. But there must be. But anyone who is engaged in the business of superficially, it may be the Brahmana's business. But in Krishna consciousness, there is no such difference. Even though one is sweeping the temple, it may be Shudra's business, but he can be allowed to worship the deity, the Brahmana's business. Because a devotee is neither Brahmana, neither Kshatriya, nor Vaishya, nor Shudra. Because he is above. He is in a transcendental place. But in this material world, guna karma, if one is not fit for performing the work as a Brahmin, he can work as a Shudra. He can work as a Vaishya. But employment must be there for Krishna. That is Krishna consciousness. Employment must be there. So, our Krishna consciousness, this system is being followed. We have got a very nice business, spiritual sky. We are making good profit, millions of dollars. Therefore, our expenditure is going up. We sell our books and we sell our spiritual sky products. In this way, we meet not less 8 to 10 lakhs of rupees expenditure per month. This is Krishna consciousness. We are not idle. Neither we allow anyone to become idle. It is not this business that go to the temple and ring the bell and close the door and go to smoke ganja. No, it is not like that. It is not like that. Everyone is engaged fully, 24 hours. Kirtaniya sadhari. That is. That is the expenditure. Yivam gatta kitam karma purvai rapi mumukshubi kuru karma iva tasmattam purvai kurvakaram kitam. So we have to follow. Now follow purvakarai. Now we are listening Bhagavad Gita. So Bhagavad Gita was first heard by the Devasthan, the sun god. So giving aside, sun god, we can take at least or two. Purvatari, Mahadhi, Arjuna is Mahatma Sudha, because he knows Krishna. Sishra Priham Sadhiman Prapannam. He surrendered to Krishna for solution of the problem, whether he was to fight or not to fight. So, Krishna was instructed directly, and Krishna satisfied him. Vaktosi means, Priyosi, you are my dear friend, you are my devotee. Therefore, I shall talk to you, the mystery. Rasam Maito Uttama, Bhagavad Gita. So, take the lesson from Arjuna, how he acted, how he understood Bhagavad Gita. Then, Purvasari, you don't have to go very long before. You take the symbolic representation of Krishna, Arjuna. So, how did he understand? How did he understand Krishna? He understood Krishna. Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramambhava. So, you understand like that? Why do you misinterpret? Oh, there is no Krishna, there is no battlefield. It is all fictitious. It is I can make my own commentary, he can make his own. Why all this nonsense? Purvadharali, just Arjuna did. Arjuna accepted. Accept like that. Then your Bhagavad Gita reading is perfect. Otherwise, simply wasting your time. and misleading others. His meaning is this, meaning is that, meaning is that. Why meaning is that? What right you have got to say like that? But these rascals are doing and spoiling the whole country. You see, misinterpreting. There is no misinterpretation. Try to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is. Your life will be successful. So, try to follow Jun. Mahajana jena tatastha pantha. Dharmasya tatnam nitam guhayam. Mahajana jena tatastha pantha. So, this Shastra says, tatva pratishtha. If you simply want to know what is self-realization, what is religion, simply by argument, logic, it is not possible. Tatva pratishtha. Sutayo vivinna. If you want to learn by studying scriptures, basic literature, you will find different scriptures. Some Jujuri, Kathapas, and different Puranas. There are 18 Puranas, Mahabharat. That is also impossible. Means he cannot understand. Sutayo vivinna. Naso munidyasya matangna bhinnam. But if you philosophize, following some philosopher, there are 6 kinds of philosophers in India. Philosopher means he must, as he cry another philosopher, that he must give a new theory. Naso muning jasya matam na bhinna. That will also not help. Dharmasya tattam nihitam guhaya. It is very confidential subject, matter. Mahajana jena tatastha pantha. Then you accept the Mahajan. Mahajan means following the parampara system. According to Vedic system, there are 12 Mahajans. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Mano. Janaka, Bhishma, Vyasaki, Bhama, like that. I'm just forgetting. Excuse me. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Mano, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma. Prahlada Maharaj, these Vyasta. Amongst these Mahajans, there are sannyasis, there are brahmacharis, and there are grihasthas also. So it does not mean only the sannyasis and brahmachari can become Mahajan. There are grihasthas also. Just like Prahlad Maharaj is grihastha. Brahma is grihastha. Sambhu. Narada is brahmachari. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu. Sambhu, Lord Shiva, is also grihastha. Sambhu, Narada, Kumara, brahmachari. 4 Kumaras from his birth, mystic brahmachari. Kapila is also brahmachari. Sambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kumara, Kapila, Manu. Manu is grihastha. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj is also grihastha. Prahlad Janak Maharaj is also grihastha. Bhishma, brahmachari. Bhishma, Bali Maharaj grihastha. Vyasaki, brahmachari. So it doesn't matter whether one is brahmachari, sannyasi, or grihastha, he must know the science. Just like if you go to a scientist man, you don't inquire whether he is a brahmachari or a sannyasi or grihastha, you require the knowledge. That is also confirmed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kiva Vitra Kiva Sudra Nasi Kane Nor Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta Sei Guru Hor. It doesn't matter whether one is a Brahmin, Kiva Vitra, Kiva Sudra, or one is Sudra, Kiva Vitra Kiva Sannyasi Kane Nor, or whether he is a Sannyasi, Jai Krishna Tattva Vetta. One must know the science of Krishna. The science of Krishna is being explained by Krishna himself. So in whatever position you are, you try to understand the science of Krishna, then you become Guru. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Amaratrai Guru Haiya, Taro Sarvodesh. Jare Dakho Tare Kaho, Krishna Upadesh. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. He says, you become spiritual master. How? I have no qualification. No. You just accept my order. So what is your order, sir? Jare Dakho Tare Kaho, Krishna Upadesh. You simply speak the instruction of Krishna, whoever you meet. Then you become a spiritual master. So actually it is happening. We are not wonderful men. But our only business is that we are speaking only the same thing as Krishna has spoken. That's all. There is no magic. This is the magic. If you adulterate non-sincere, like a rascal, then you cannot become a spiritual master. If you simply follow what Krishna has spoken, then you become a spiritual master. Very simple thing. It doesn't require education. You can hear from your spiritual master what Krishna said. It doesn't require even literacy. There are many great personalities, saintly persons. My Guru Maharaj is Guru Maharaj. He was illiterate. Dor Kishudas Bhavi Maharaj. He could not sign even his name. But my Guru Maharaj was the best scholar of his time. He accepted his Guru. So, this is the process. That Jai Krishna Tattva Vetka Sai Guru Ha. That is the business of every Indian. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore asked him, Bharat Bhumite Manushya Janma Haila Ja. Janma Sarthakari Karo Parapaka. Indian that's meant for Parapaka. Because outside India they are in darkness. But unfortunately, Indians are now imitating the Western kind of life. This is very regrettable. You have to make your life successful by reading Bhagavad Gita and preach the truth all over the world. Then world will be happy and you will be happy. This is required. Jare dakho tare kaha Krishna bole. That is a recommended here. Evam yatta kritam karma purvarupi mumukshu. This kind of business can be done by whom? Mumukshu bhi. Not ordinary men. Those who are aspiring after liberation, those who are thinking of stopping this nonsense business of repetition of birth and death for them, they are not ordinary men. Mumukshu. When Vishwamitra Muni approached Maharaj Dasarath for help, taking Ramchandra and Lakshman for killing the Rakshasi, Vishwamitra Muni could kill the Rakshasi, but because he was Brahmin, it was not his business to kill. He begged help from Maharaj Dasarath to lend Lord Ramchandra and Lakshman to take him there. This is the systematic way. The Brahmanas should be engaged in knowledge and distributing knowledge. That means their business is not fighting. The Kshatriyas, they should fight. The killing business is meant for the Kshatriyas. That is also required. First of all, unless this division is there, that is animal society, that is not human society. In these four divisions are known. Varnasama charvata purushena. Systematic human society means varnasama charvata purushena parappama. Vishnu arathate punha nannat tattu sutaran. This is required. Varnasama. That is again confirmed. Evam gatya kritam karma purvai rapi mumukshubi. Mumukshubi. The real business is mumuksha. How to get out of this business of meditation? But people do not know it. They do not know what is the aim of life. The aim of life is mumuksha. This human life is meant for that, to get out of this cycle of birth and death. The animal cannot know this. Therefore it is called mumukshati. One who wants to get rid of this business of repetition of birth and death. Mumukshati. Guru karmaiva tasmaptam. That is advice of Krishna to Arjuna. That you follow the previous acharyas, previous personalities, authorities. Just like Shambhu, Narada, somewhere was described. You follow them and act like that. And you too try to understand that what is my position. If you simply understand my position, immediately become liberated. Janma karma medibbam yujanati tattva. Tattva deham puna janma naiti. This is liberation. If you simply understand, try to understand Krishna. Why Krishna comes? What is his instruction? Why he says Dadadilai Dhamma? These things, if you simply understand, then you become liberated first. And this is required in human life, to be liberated. What is this nonsense business? Sometimes human beings, sometimes cat, sometimes dog. But they do not know. But this is a fact that Dehirasmin Tathadehi Kaumaraju Tathadehanta. You have to change your body. Transmigrate. But change for the better or stop this change. Go back to home, back to God. That is required. Thank you very much.